The following WJR broadcast is brought to you by Mesa for good health, good business, and great schools. To learn more, visit MESSA.org.
The current issue of Crain's Detroit Business, dated February 20th through the 26th, available. There's no mail delivery, but you can always go, being president's day. You can go to cranesdetroit.com for more on the stories you're about to hear from Mary Kramer, publisher of Crain's Detroit Business, and brought to you by one of the nation's 200 largest law firms, Warner, Norcross, and Judd. A better partnership. Learn more at WNJ.com. That's Warner, Norcross, and Judd. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Paul.
I hope you had a nice weekend.
Terrific weekend.
Sunny and beautiful, and it's more of the same for today. You do a great job on a guy that I don't know a lot about, but learned some time ago that the five-hour energy phenomenon was a Michigan-based one. And now we get to meet and get to know the guy.
Yeah, Manoj Bhargava is his name, and our Dan Duggan sat down for an interview with him, a very extensive interview, and it's almost as though he is elevating his profile by design. I think one of the national business publications will be publishing an interview with him very soon. But the good news for Southeast Michigan is that it's almost an accident that he's here. He is an immigrant from India, and he came with his family. His father had a business in Indiana, and he worked for that business as well as just doing a lot of jobs. I mean, unconventional path to where he is today, a cab driver in New York, and he did construction, I mean, physical labor kinds of jobs. And now he is positioned, he's got three funds that are investing in new companies. He'd like to create kind of new sorts of companies that, you know, not unlike how he did with 5-Hour Energy.
Is this the thing he's doing with our good old friend Tommy Lasorda from Chrysler?
Yes. There's one of the funds is a $100 million fund that Tom Lasorda is leading that fund. It's called Stage 2 Innovations, and they're looking at new manufacturing ventures. Then there are two other funds. Lifeline Ventures is one of them, and that's really medical device and life sciences. And then there's another one called ETC Capital, and that's a private equity fund. And so when we interviewed him, I mean, he was talking about things like he's looking at one company that can take the desalinate seawater. You know, that's always like, can you ever accomplish that at an affordable price and solve the freshwater crisis in parts of the world? And he thinks that this technology he's investing in can do that at an affordable price. He's got a hydroponics agriculture company that can have tremendous crop yields in very small spaces, that you could take old warehouses and make them very productive farms. But the stories about him, some of his investments and his very low-key, I mean, he's in an office that looks like, you know, he shares an office with four other executives in his company, and it's not like fabulous office space. The guy is very low-key.
Now, tell me a little bit more, because we don't know a lot until you've done a big front-page story on Manoj. Is this where he made his money, that he has so much in such a short period of time that he can have three $100 million funds?
Well, his net worth is estimated at over $1 billion. And, yes, 5-Hour Energy has been it owns the market. And it's really funny, Paul, because in his own office, a lot of imitators, you know, when you have a product like that, there'll be a lot of imitators. And he's got a shelf where they've taken lots of imitators to court, including one that really mimicked the color of his containers, those little 2-ounce containers.
Right.
It's called 6-Hour Energy. And he's got a little cemetery on a shelf in his office where all of the competitors that they've taken down in court have a little space on the shelf.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah, it's an interesting story. Dan did a great job in trying to learn a little bit more about this guy, including there's a sidebar on a charity that he created and some questions about how st- stock from his company was transferred to the charity and then bought back by him. So it that's an interesting sidelight too. So it's a good profile on a guy who has been, I'd say, under the radar.
Yeah, absolutely under the radar. And frankly, if all is as it seems, another incredible, only in America, American success story.
Yeah, I would call it a real American dreamer story. And the reason he's here is basically his wife has family here, and they moved here. And so it's the serendipity of having this company, these funds, this man in our region it's great news for Southeast Michigan.
Another story about a drink, but also that you should use in moderation, the Atwater Brewing Company.
Yeah, you know, that's a downtown. If you know where the brewery is, it's on Joseph Compo between Jefferson and the river, kind of near the Rattlesnake Club restaurant. And for a while, this business had started as a brewing company and a restaurant. And it changed ownership in 2005. And then finally, five years later, in 2010, the new owner just closed the restaurant and got out of the restaurant business and just focused on brewing beer. And it's a good thing he did, because the sales have tripled, and this is a big success story. And his revenues look to be $3 million this year, which is a lot for a microbrewery. And so this is kind of a story about his saga, but also a little bit about the craft beer makers in Michigan, the microbrewers.
And speaking of money, you take a look at the Michigan primary being a week away and the money behind Mitt Romney.
Yeah, that's kind of, as you might imagine, a who's who of local businesses contributing both to him and then to a super PAC that is working, you know, how those super PACs, they cannot coordinate really with the candidate, but they can attract huge amounts of money. And Trot and Trot, which is a law firm, gave $200,000. Detroit-based Suburban Collection, that auto group led by David Fisher, gave $150,000. You know, so large amounts of money going into the super PAC by a who's who of local Southeast Michigan and Michigan business. So we've got the list and all the details in today's issue.
You've got the Cranes Newsmaker Lunch Thursday at the Book Cadillac.
Yes. Yes, we're really looking forward to that because, you know, the buzz is still there from the Super Bowl ad, this year's Super Bowl ad for Chrysler, and the president of Chrysler, Saad Chahab, had a lot to do with the original campaign because his role was largely in marketing at that time. So we're going to get the inside scoop on that campaign, and then Sue Mosey will talk about Midtown and the success of Midtown, and we're really looking forward to a terrific lunch. And if people are interested, they could go to cranesdetroit.com/events and find out more.
All right, cranesdetroit.com. cranesdetroit.com / lunch, or events. Rather.
Yes.
And what I'm stumbling to try to say is, since there's no mail today, that's how you should try to read some of these articles at cranesdetroit.com. Very good, Mary. Have a great week. You've started us off on the right foot.
Thank you, Paul.
Mary Kramer here on News Talk 760 WJR, and brought to you by one of the nation's 200 largest law firms, Warner, Norcross, and Judd, a better partnership. Learn more at WNJ.com.
Talking about what matters to you. Paul W. Smith Mornings. Catch it live on News Talk 760 WJR AM. And stay up to date online at WJR.com.